Good morning and welcome to episode 113 of Martin Uncut. Today it's June the 16th, 2021. And today's episode is incoming books. So yesterday I finally got that package that I have been walking around and waiting for it feels like weeks now. I don't know why it took so long. I think one of the books that I ordered was not that easy for them to get hold of, or maybe it was even print on demand or something like that, but finally I received them. So today I will talk about these books and give you some thoughts to why I decided to buy them. The first book out is The Data Detective by Tim Harford. It has the subtitle 10 Easy Rules to Make Sense of Statistics. The reason I bought this book is that I follow a YouTuber called Curtis McHale. I will link to his YouTube channel in my show notes, but you will of course find links to all the books and everything I talk to in the show notes of today's episode. And I am not affiliated with any of these places where you find the links to, so just so you know. The reason I took this book is because Curtis McHale, he has a book club. He is an avid reader and he also have on request started up a book club where they are reading a book and then they are discussing it online. And currently they are reading The Data Detective, The 10 Easy Rules to Make Sense of Statistics. And I would probably not have picked this book otherwise. So it's maybe a good thing with the book club that you get exposed to books that you would normally not read otherwise. So I will definitely look forward to read it. It is about actually how to think about and how to work with statistics. I got the package yesterday and I picked it out and I just started to read it because I think the book club started to read the book like 2 weeks ago, so I'm a little bit behind. And so I started to read the first couple of pages yesterday before the family got in the way. And he talks about why he wrote this book. And I think that is quite important to know for any book that you're reading, why it's written. And that is one of the first thing that you do when you do an inspectional read. So I have inspectionally read this book, but that's essentially how far I got. But when Tim was young, he read a book called How to Lie with Statistics. And that was a book that really intrigued him. And he loved that book because it was fun and it was interesting. But as he grew older, he kind of understood that this book was not good for the use of statistics because it put statistics in a bad light. And a little bit later, or actually the same year as How to Lie with Statistics came out, the first reports about how bad smoking was, that smoking was actually causing lung cancer, came out. And the tobacco companies, they fought this, of course, and they used the little bad name, you could say, that statistics had to fight these claims. So essentially, the bad light that the statistics came into actually was not good for us normal people that could essentially get into danger and do things that is not smart. And this also comes into light with the whole COVID pandemic. That if we knew and how to deal with statistics a lot better than we actually do, we would probably think about this pandemic differently than we actually did. So the goal with this book is actually to switch people's standpoint on statistics from statistics being a tool to help people to lie to actually be a tool that can be helpful, but you need to know how statistics works. So that was the first book. The second book is a book called Peak, Secrets from the New Science of Expertise by Anders K. Ericsson and Robert Poole. And I did actually pick up the Swedish version by mistake, but that's fine. I'm probably going to read it a little bit quicker. And since I am a native Swedish speaker, it's not a problem actually at all. It is in English, so the link in the show notes is to the English version of the book. Anders K. Ericsson was a Swedish scientist. He grew up in Stockholm and he started his research career at the Stockholm University. But he then moved to the US and did most of his work at the Florida State University. You may have heard about the 10,000 hour rule, that you need to practice for 10,000 hours to become an expert. And that is independently of whatever you want to be an expert in. You need to put in 10,000 hours. Anders K. Ericsson is one of the people that is the reason we have this knowledge. I found his work online, and it's not really about the 10,000 hour rule. It was more that I read other books that pointed to deliberate practice. And Daniel Pink mentioned it in Drive, I think, and also Sunk Gardens in How to Write Smart Notes mentioned deliberate practice. So I actually went online and found Anders Ericsson's scientific articles and had read, not all of them, but a few of them, specifically the around deliberate practice. And I also checked out what he wrote, and then I found this book. So that's why I decided to buy it and to read it. So I definitely look forward to read more about this. The third book is Deep Work by Cal Newport. I think this is the book I'm going to talk the least about because it's probably the most well-known about the books I have. Cal Newport is a quite famous author, I would say. He has been writing a lot of different productivity books, and I got recommended this Deep Work, so I will read it and see how it is. And also in this case, I don't know why what I did when I ordered, but this was also the Swedish translated version. It's not a big problem, but the link in the show notes is to the English version, so if you take a look there. The fourth book is probably a book that is totally unknown to everyone. It's called Solving the Procrastination Puzzle by Dr. Timothy A. Pischel. And Timothy, if you're listening to this and if I butchered your name, I'm sorry. I don't know how to pronounce it, but I think it's Pischel. This is a small, nice book. And as you can see, it's about procrastination. And the reason I decided to buy this book is that I found Pischel's work online as well. I think Pink mentioned some of this work that Pischel has done in Drive, and it's around procrastination. So that is, if you're interested in productivity and procrastination, this is really interesting. In a few episodes ago, I talked about to-do lists, and this is also based on the work that Pischel's team has done in the Carleton University in Canada. And Timothy is also writing in Psychology Today, which is a paper. And they have a website, of course, where Timothy has his blog, Don't Delay, where he writes a lot about procrastination. So if you're interested in this topic, I highly recommend that you take a look at his blog. So that was the four books that actually arrived yesterday. And today, hopefully, there should arrive my fifth book. And then hopefully I'm set for the summer, but you never know. So today I hope that another book that is actually in Sweden is Swedish, but it's you can find the equivalent in other languages. And this is actually Case Studies by Sigmund Freud. And in this book, it's a collection of five of his most famous case studies. And those are Dora, Little Hans, The Rat Man, Schreber, and The Wolfman. I looked around a little bit. I couldn't find the exact same book in English, but there are other books that contains some or a few of these case studies in English. The reason I bought this is, of course, that lately I read a lot about psychology. It's a weird, weird word. I read a lot in that area, at least. And Freud is really a classic. He's the foundation of the modern science, really, when it comes to psychology. Psychology, that's the name. And why not start to read a little bit about this? So I was looking around, and by chance I found a new website. And it's a Swedish website, but I do believe they also work in different countries and different languages. So please check it out if it sounds interesting. It's called Bokbörsen, and essentially it's a online, not flea market, but an online used bookstore where you can find a lot of books. I think they have like 600,000 or 700,000 books up for sale online. And it's both private people that is selling their books that they have read or haven't read that they have at home, or it's used bookstores that sell some of their books online. So you can find a lot of books here. And it was just by pure coincidence that I found this site. And when I looked into it, I saw that this case studies book, it was just sent up for sale. And he charged $6 for it, or the equivalent in Swedish, of course. And that is not much. So I actually looked what that book is new. You can't get it anymore because it's out of print, but it was $33 new. So it's quite a big difference to buy it used. And I also think it's good for the environment if we can reuse books a little bit. So Bokbörsen, I definitely recommend that you take a look, but take your own decision if you want to use them or not. I am not affiliated in any way. I don't actually even have any books on there yet, but I will probably sell some of my books up on Bokbörsen when I have read them, because if I decide not to read them, or if I don't want to keep them in my library, I will get rid of them, and I think this is a good way. In the past, I have, don't tell anyone, but I've actually thrown away a lot of books, and I've given away books as well to flea markets and stuff like that, because I have had so much books in the past. But Case Studies by Sigmund Freud, I think it's an interesting book. It's a huge book. I think it's around almost 800 pages in this one. And I may not read the full book in one go. I will probably take them one case study at a time. But interesting, and will be nice to see if I can even read Freud's writing and understand what he writes. So that's going to be interesting. And of course, there's a lot more written from Freud that you can find out there. So that is the five books that is in my the five new books in my library, or almost in my library, that I'm going to start to read here and read during the upcoming, I think, few months, probably over the summer here, before I have gone through all of these. If you are reading, or if you have read any of these books and you want to discuss them, why not get in touch with me? You can find my contact details at martinhagen.se/about. There you find the best and easiest way for you to get in contact with me. And of course, as I read these books, maybe not all of them, but some of them, there will likely be book summaries, both in this podcast, but also on the website, martinhagen.se. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you did, why not recommend the podcast to family and friends or a colleague? That would help people find the podcast and make the audience grow a little bit, and that would put a big smile on my face. And wouldn't that be good? Until tomorrow, have a fantastic day. Ciao, ciao.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.